Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. Today is a story from the war against Iran. Now, it's not a happy time because there are unfortunately dozens of Jewish people killed. Rahman al-Islam, may Hashem avenge their blood. There are hundreds of people injured. The same thing, may Hashem avenge their injuries. And may Hashem bring a complete and final victory to us. May it be immediate, and may not one single Jew or good person be injured, even the least, in this war. However, a war is a war, and this is one of the most just wars in history, if not the most just war in history, perhaps even, where we have a nation who has declared for decades and decades in clear words that they want to destroy Israel, to kill every single Jew in Israel. And obviously, they want to kill any Jew anywhere. Therefore, we have to defend ourselves. We have a mitzvah to defend ourselves. And defending ourselves means attacking the enemy. So therefore, it's very, very important that we do that, and we are doing that, and we're doing that very successfully. But unfortunately, there have been many attacks from Iran. Unfortunately, many of them are missiles that have gotten through our defenses, and unfortunately, people have been killed, Rahman al-Islam, and injured, as I mentioned before. But nevertheless, it's also important to be thankful to Hashem for our successes, both in terms of attacking the enemy and being saved from the enemy attacks. And this is one such story. It's written by Bruria, not the Bruria of the Talmud, but another Bruria who has a very excellent news source, WhatsApp, and her and her husband do much, much good work to help protect Jewish soldiers by giving them equipment that they need that, unfortunately, the army is not able to always afford, or it doesn't always have the supplies somehow. And they do many, many things to uplift the spirit of the soldiers and so forth. And here is a story which Bruria herself tells about her experience in a missile attack that happened a few days ago. Bruria writes, "My daughter got the news first and blurted it out. We were sitting in our bomb shelter, and we heard a very loud explosion. Now, we always tried to shelter our little children from the worst news, but they all heard that unmistakable impact, and they knew something nearby was hit and hit hard. My daughter, who got the news first, cried out, 'My friend says a missile landed near her house.' When the first rumors arrived that the missile landed on Soroka Hospital, my heart dropped. The Iranian regime, may they be cursed and destroyed and wiped out and eliminated completely, had promised that they would terrorize us. They wanted the most people killed possible. By the way, whenever Israel attacks, they warn the civilians to leave the area that they're going to attack. Who ever heard of an army that tells the civilians, 'We're going to attack this and this site, and you should leave'? Only Israel does that. But Iran does exactly opposite. They try to kill as many civilians as possible. So that's what they did over here. They targeted the largest hospital in southern Israel, where thousands of vulnerable patients are not able to reach shelter in time because they're sick in bed. But then word began to arrive from friends at the hospital that they were okay. A few people were injured, unfortunately, and that's way too many, but no one was killed, Baruch Hashem. Yesterday, the emergency committee decided how was it that people were not killed and very few were even injured, because yesterday, an emergency committee decided that the top floors of the old surgery building needed to be evacuated. Patients were not getting to the shelter on time, and the walls of the building would not withstand a hit. The evacuation was completed just last night. The missile landed right on that building. Hashem granted wisdom to those people who used the building, that they should understand that it was important to evacuate the top floors. And Hashem guided the missile to land exactly where it would do the least harm. If the missile had landed just a few yards in any direction, we would have had a chas v'shalom very tragic story. Instead, I got a chance to tell my children that explosion you heard was another message from Hashem, letting us know that He's here protecting us at every moment. So we gathered around the table in our safe room. We pulled out the ice cream and thanked Hashem for all the miracles He's made for our people and the one which He made in our city today. So too, Hashem is watching over us all the time. We can never explain why even one person should have a scratch on their finger from our side. But at the same time, although we must mourn for those people who we lost and feel empathy for those people who are injured and daven for them, daven for Refuah Shleimah, daven for those souls, and daven that not one more Jewish person or good person living in Israel should be hurt. But at the same time, we must also recognize and celebrate the miracles which Hashem does for us. This is one of many, 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 many such miracles, as well as the successes we have in battle are often miraculously successful. And in this way, God willing, we will succeed to destroy this evil enemy, which is the Haman of our time, destroy them completely, unless they transform into becoming good people, then, of course, that's the best. But for those who have to be destroyed, they should be destroyed immediately. And this way, completely have victory and completely ensure the safety of every single Jew in the world. And this will certainly speed up the coming of Mashiach and redemption. May it happen immediately. But it's also important to know that even when there's a war going on, we must keep our learning of Torah going and our davening and our acts of goodness and kindness and our observance of the mitzvahs as much as possible to keep it going as long as we are keeping the rules of safety, but to never think that our Torah and mitzvahs are not important, even though it's a war. On the contrary, the more Torah mitzvahs we do, the more spiritual strength, and therefore the more physical strength and military strength we have to bring a victory, and hopefully very, very soon to bring the Geula. Thank you so much for joining Jewish Stories and More.